School District No. 57's, SD 57, Board of Education will sit for the first time since the departure of two trustees and former superintendent in March. The remaining board members and acting superintendent Pam Spooner will hear presentations from the stakeholder groups who were denied to speak formally at the February meeting. Prince George District Teachers Association President Daryl Beauregard will speak to the board about sexual orientation and gender identity, SOGI, in schools, a request he was previously denied. Prince George District Parent Advisory Council President Laura Weller, who has also been calling for greater transparency from the district, will give a presentation, followed by CUPE 3742 President Paula Bass, who will speak about policies and workplace violence. Final approval of a number of deferred policies regarding anti-racism, anti-discrimination, cultural safety and Indigenous reconciliation is also back on the agenda. The meeting will take place Tuesday at 4 p.m. at the board office at 2100 Ferry Avenue, and will be recorded but not live-streamed. While the Board of Education previously live-streamed its meetings through Zoom and YouTube, it discontinued the practice in February. Citing Policy 7, which does not specify live streaming, the district says it will record the meetings and then post them to the school district's website for a period of 12 months. There will also be a public remarks period of up to 30 minutes following the adjournment of the board meeting to provide an opportunity for members of the public to make comments to the board. The board says it will listen respectfully to comments but may not respond to questions during this time. Members of the public may also submit written comments relevant to items on the evening's approved regular public agenda to the board chair by email at publicinput@sd57.bc.ca for consideration by the board. Written submissions must be received by 5 p.m. on the Monday prior to the regular public meeting. SD 57 will also hold a general by-election to fill the two vacant seats on Saturday, June 17, with a nomination period between May 2 and 12.